What's up, motherfuckers? Let's bring the energy today for this beautiful October 28th, 2020. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by Nick Scarpino and Andy Cortez, the Internet Explorers. How y'all doing?
I mean, we're in a weird mood, and I'm into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy, what the fuck are you giggling about?
I'm just everything. Everything coming from the idea that I asked Tim, what should I make the thumbnail? Should it be Halo Director Leaves 343 because we're making the Games Daily thumbnail right now? And then Tim said, no, make it Halo or Director Leaves Halo. And then I said, what if I make it Halo, comma, goodbye? And then everybody said, yeah, do that. And that's how we operate. That's kind of funny.
at first, Tim did the corporate line of stuff that we have to do sometimes where he's like, I should be responsible and say no to this. But then he stopped himself and was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. To which I replied, fuck it. It's Halloween. To which Kevin replied, Nick, it's not Halloween yet. To which Andy replied, it's Halloween week. And Kevin's like, you're right, Andy.
And then immediately after that, he said, cool, we're going live. 3, 2, 1. And that's how we got here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's where we're all at.
I love this show, guys. I just want to say it. There's always a fun energy to this. This is Internet Explorers. You can watch it live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, or you can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. If you want to listen to it, we're available as a podcast. Search your favorite podcast service for Kinda Funny Internet Explorers will be right there for you. If you want to get the show ad-free, patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can do that. Just like our Patreon producers, Andrew Feisner and James Davis at James Davis Makes. Thank you very much for that. And also a special thing, we're recording tomorrow. Every month we record a show called Gregway over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. It's an AMA, essentially. But this month I'm doing it for a new show I'm calling Intimate, where the Tim is capitalized, where we're going to get intimate. So send all your questions.
Why are we going to say Tim Cider?
Tim Cider is pretty good too.
The Insider?
Tim Cider. Tim Cider.
Mm-hmm.
The Tim Industry.
Everyone just shut up and let Andy talk.
We're brought to you by Honey, but I'll talk to you about that later because I want to tell you about our stuff right now. kindoffunny.com/store. Kevin, can you bring it up? Because this is the first time in a while that we actually have some new things to show you. You guys have been asking for so long, when is the PS I Love You XOXO bomber jacket going to come in? And it's finally here. But bad news, it's already gone. I'm sorry about that. You need to go and hit the waitlist thing. You need to hit the I want this, hit the email, and they're gonna replan soon. They know that it's a hot item. But it's that chicken and the egg thing when it comes to merch here at Kinda Funny. What's up, Kev?
Yesterday I made a big deal about this. I was like, hey guys, go now if you want to get it because this is going to sell out. And Fran Michael Mirabella III gave me hella shit and was like, well, he's not going to sell out anytime soon. And it's like, well, look at him now. Jokes on everybody.
Fran was never going to buy that jacket. Fran was not going to buy that jacket.
I'm sorry. I at no point was I implying that Fran was going to buy it. Yeah. I was just saying, I was telling the kids
shit about the magic that is our merch channel.
I was telling the kids, like, hey, go and buy it now. No, the Games Daily. They announced this on Games Daily yesterday.
Got it. Yeah.
And Fran was just like, well, it's not going to, you know?
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah.
Kevin, it's hard to believe that we sold out this bomber jacket, but you can still buy the Kinda Funhouse shirt if you want. It's still there. And Tim, I don't understand how merch works, but to me, they're equal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
Look, I guess right there.
Without the image of Greg,
it's $6. It's $6.
I want to call out of its misery.
Just fucking end it. End it. Everything else, let's scroll up the rest of the story. Everything else I can pretty much stand by. But this shirt,
smalls,
this shirt looks like a knockoff kind of funny shirt. Like somebody didn't quite know.
I remember I was adamantly against it in a gas station. When we made it.
Yeah, so can somebody please just buy the whatever remaining stock is to get it off of this godforsaken website?
Why would they go with this picture?
White elephant gifts. Christmas is just right around the corner. That's it.
Why would they go with this picture, you know?
I mean, all of them, really, Kevin. The kind of Funhouse shirt really needs to be the shirts that get sent to, you know, countries that don't necessarily have the means for a lot of clothing. Whenever the Super Bowl winner has their celebration, the Super Bowl loser merchandise gets sent over to like third world countries and stuff. That's what we need to do with our shirts. It's just, we just can't afford that, unfortunately. I'm
totally right. In addition to the PS I Love You Bomber jacket being there, we also have the kind of funny urban hiking shirt, which is also surprisingly sold out.
Is it really? But
yeah. So please,
because it's a good shirt. It's a really good shirt.
Like Campfire Design.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome stuff. But just God, you know, but hit really up that little the email thing. And
I tweeted this yesterday jokingly, but then I thought to myself, I was like, did you tell Joe you wanted one of these? Normally she gets a couple for us so we can actually wear them, but man, I have this weird premonition that I'm never getting either of those shirts.
I requested so many of these shirts.
I will never forget like the day that somebody sent me the photo of them in the kind of funny Patreon shirt of us in our podcast sets with the different colored rectangles and being like, oh, when did that come out? Yeah. Like, I've had this for months. Like, Jesus.
So here's the thing. Joey's in the chat saying sizes are going to be restocked this week. So stay tuned here to kindoffunny.com/store for more. But Redeem Shawshank brings up a good point. What this proves is you need to get more smaller fans.
Yeah, that's, I've been saying that for years. If we could just get a fleet of children into our audience, that would be super great.
But like children with credit cards.
Yeah. Well, no, like I've said before,
it doesn't have to
I've
be there. To be plenty just be clear.
Of times before. Exactly. There. I've said it a lot of times before, Kevin. You're nailing this. Go into your mom's purse right now. If you're a child underage, go into your mom's purse.
Don't do this.
Take out her American
Don't
Express
this.
Card.
This buy is not all okay. What he's telling you to do is wrong. Left,
and then when your mom comes in, make a blanket out of them. And you guys can sleep in them and watch the Great British Bake Off.
I was 11, I went to Curran's house, and me and him were just hanging out doing the dumb shit that 11-year-old boys would do, like downloading Christina Aguilera's Dirty video on 56K modem, and it took like 3 days. But my God, was it worth it? It was worth it. It was like this big, but it was so good. But
how big was it? How big did it get?
Oh, God.
Oh God! I didn't even know what you were referencing there. And I don't know why that was on me, my head in the worst way. We made a bad decision that weekend, and it wasn't Christina Aguilera. We decided to be bad boys, and we stole Curran's mom's credit card.
Yeah,
and
we
went all that. We walked to Target, and we bought Contra Shattered Soldier on the PlayStation 2, which is an awesome game. Totally worth it, except for having to explain to her later when it came up and it said Shattered Soldier on the thing. She's like, what is that? And we immediately like cop to her, like, I'm so sorry. We were like, why'd we do that? We're good kids. Isn't we just needed crazy? We needed to feel the thrill of something, you know?
We did, yeah.
Is it not crazy how much more responsible our parents were than we are? Like, for example, Tim, I don't look at my bank statements, dude. There's probably shit that I'm being charged for. Like, somebody could have stolen my card and
bought a soldier
yesterday, and I would not know. Because, like, if I don't get an overdraft charge, then I'm good, and then I'm fine, you know? But, like, I feel like our parents back in the day were so – they were meticulous. Always looking at their statements. They were always looking at, like – and my mom, Hernan, what's this, Hernan? And he'd be like, oh, it's a Cowboys, you know, bought the pay-per-view for the wrestling thing that Andy wanted, like – it's so crazy to me, like how much more like crazy they were about their funds and how irresponsible I am. Kevin, you get it, right, Kev?
I mean, but like I feel like that's ending for me where it's like now we'll sit down and be like, oh, what was this this transfer here? I'll look into it. Oh, it's a water bill. Interesting. We should figure out how the water bill and when it's coming around, just so we know. And it's just like, God, this is not a conversation I like
those
having.
Conversations.
Yeah.
I do have to say also, there's a lot of times when Kevin like jets into the show and like starts talking. And you never know, it's like if he's trying to like tell us something's going on with the show or if he's trying to contribute to the show. Because it's hard because he's not on camera. I understand. It's difficult. But this was one of those times where it took about 3-4 sentences in of what he was talking about for me to understand that he was like role-playing and acting out a bit where he would like have a call and response, because I just thought he was just cutting out every like four words or something.
Got it. I for a second there I thought Paula was gonna say, we really need to cut down on the vacuum usage.
our power bill was $300. Why are you always vacuuming, Kevin?
We're so clean. We're so impossibly clean.
He just cuts over to Kevin. He's vacuuming Cecil. He's just like this dog. Dog is so scary.
They did not hear it, Joey. They did not hear that giant noise, which I'm sorry for, guys.
What was the giant noise, Kevin?
One of these upcoming things is a TikTok, and as you guys may or may not know, I can't control
TikTok stuff. What you
TikTok
gonna say?
Are you addicted to TikTok? Did it happen?
I have not been. Okay. I've managed to miss the TikTok bug, but I know that Tim and Joey want me on it so badly.
You're gonna love it, Nick.
I'll do a TikTok 6-7 years from now.
So I opened up a TikTok here from Vin Diesel. Tim, we're not gonna be able to watch this. It's just too. Like, for whatever reason, I can't pause it either, so it's just blasting on and off.
Kevin. There's a very, this is what I brought up on the last, I was going to bring this up as a suggestion last week, and then I was like, you know what, we could talk about it later, and we never did, but you can download a Chrome extension that's essentially a browser volume knob that you can mute or, like, just volume it up and down.
Yeah, the problem is my personal browser, so then I have to live with that forever, and I can't handle those sort of things.
I can feel that. I'll try to sort it out.
I was saying this last week, Nick, but I want to keep saying it to reiterate to one day get in your mind. I need to incept it, plant the seed. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to make TikToks. I want it very clear. Mm-hmm. I do not want you to do that.
I want
There's no way that's you, good. No way that's
I just
good.
Want you to consume the content. Just consume the For You page and just let it kind of overtake you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to like give you a good starting point because our boy, Vinny Diesel, Vinny D, as always, we got to look at his Instagram. We have 212 days remaining until Fast 9. Only 2 days remaining. So we are blessed with the new single from one Sir Vincent Diesel. Kev, let's check out the video.
How do we get him knighted?
The Instagram video or the TikTok video?
The Instagram.
Oh, okay. This first one? Because you just sent me this page. Huh. No audio there.
It's muted.
Oh, good call, Nick. Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, but I still haven't made a video. And with the fact that the next single drops on Friday, and that I was encouraged to make the TikTok from the Sway Boys, who came and did a great video for Feels Like I Do. I was thinking, what can I drop? It was my mother's birthday a couple of days ago, and I reflected about her birthday.
We don't need to hear anymore. But like let's just start. He's wearing a shirt with himself on it. I respect. I love it so much. That's my favorite thing in the world. But just the words that just came out of this man's mouth, very impressive. We missed it. He was muted in the beginning, but he was saying that like he made a TikTok. There's an official Vin Diesel TikTok. And I'm bummed we can't watch it. What you're saying is it's too loud, Kev?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out right now. Okay.
Oh, we just watch it here. This is fine.
We're watching the video. Okay, we don't need to hear it.
No. All we need to see is this. Like, it honestly doesn't matter what song's playing. Like, would you expect anything less or anything more than Vin Diesel just kind of sitting here while someone else does shit?
228,000. I mean,
oh shit. Oh fuck.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What did you think he was going to do? Yeah, Kevin, zoom in on that. Yeah, that's good, Kevin.
I wasn't expecting him to do that.
Well, if music doesn't matter, I believe I can mute it. It just might be loud. Oh, my God. It's so loud. There it is.
Jesus. I like it.
There it is.
Now, who's this person he's with?
I don't know.
It's Justin Neefy.
His arms are great, though, Nick.
He looks great in this, dude. He does. COVID. He's been working out in COVID. He looks very youthful.
He looks vibrant, right?
Where is he? He looks like he's Andy. In an amphitheater.
Yeah,
he's in an amphitheater. He's in Rome, right?
Oh, God. He might be in Rome.
Oh shit!
So guys, I didn't do this, but if it was a normal Halloween, if it was a Halloween where we could all like gather publicly and like make a big deal and do the whole thing, I was straight up gonna do this, guys. I was tell you. And I was going to shave everything.
Oh, my God.
Just go and do Diesel.
Oh, my God.
Do it now. Do it now on the show. Tim. We'll get views.
Can you imagine? And this all stemmed from the fact that, Kev, can you just Google Fast 9 jacket, please?
Why would you go to my Instagram, Kevin? You know you blocked me. You know you blocked me. Are you just checking to make sure you blocked me, or was that like a little just reminder to me that I've been blocked
by Kevin? It's just Kevin.
No, so, for whatever reason, every time I open Instagram, it always just goes to your Instagram.
So go down, Kevin.
Really wants us to be friends again.
No, it's not this. It's not this.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that looks sick though. $160. That's not a bad
investment.
Let me show
them. That says. It's wish.com, Jack.
Let me ask you this question. Which one of us, do you think Tim would actually look like Vin Diesel if he shaved all of his head? I mean, I think the glasses are what really sells it. The shaved head, yes. The glasses, and this is no disrespect to you, Tim. Mm-hmm. The sort of like pasty whiteness, I think, mm-hmm. would help a little bit. He's tan here, though. See, look at that. See, I think if you go too pasty white, Tim, and I don't mean this as an insult, but I think you start getting into pit bull territory.
See, that was the conversation that me and Joey had. So here's the thing. Kev, go up. Yeah, exactly. There is
he looks like a rock there. He looks
just
like a
says
rock right there.
FF9, and then it says fatherhood on the bottom, because why not?
What?
And I found that
because it's about his dad.
You could buy this. You could buy this. And I was like, all right, that's where it stemmed from. Then I was like, okay, fuck, I guess I have to shave my head.
Yeah, you do.
Can you imagine just seeing me popping up with, if I hadn't told you this, just bald, no beard, fucking stunner shades on.
If you shave your head before me, I'll be pissed off. I want to shave my head so bad, but everyone in my life, including my wife, all my friends, and some comics that I was hanging out with over the weekend were like, do not do it. You're going to look terrible. But if you do it, Tim, I'll do it.
Tim would look great with a shaved head. Like he's done it before. He has the head shape for it.
Well, the great thing about it, Tim, is you can go from Vin Diesel, and then as it grows out, you get to the early Eminem, and then you get to late Eminem.
So I appreciate all of that. But here's the thing that came up in the Getty's household that also includes Joey Noel. We were talking about this, and it's like, okay, cool, that would be appropriate. But then Joey was like, but then people might think you're Pitbull, and then that might not be appropriate. And I was like, but why wouldn't that be appropriate? So then we had a conversation about Halloween costumes and appropriation and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't think that it would be wrong if I were to go as Pitbull, because nothing is like identifiably culturally related.
I agree.
Yeah. Right.
I think you're just going as a hip hop artist. Like, that's Pitbull. I don't think you're appropriating like his ethnicity or anything like that.
He's Mr. Worldwide. You know, I'm just trying to.
Worldwide. I mean, I would be morbidly offended just because just Pitbull in general just pisses me off. Look at him.
He's
that
great.
Smug look on his face. What do you do? What do you do, Pitbull? You go to
he makes people happy.
Doesn't he? Does. He donates like insane amounts, right?
Click on the picture of him right to the left of that top left where he's dancing. Where is that? That's at like an eBay convention.
This
somewhere.
Nick, you could not be further off about the success of this man.
Wait, like, he's super nice, right? Like, he donates an exceptional amount of money.
I'm just teasing.
Guys, while we're talking about costumes that we really wanted to do and really would only be relevant this year if I'd done it, but I thought about this so long and hard.
Oh, Kevin, you got to do it.
It would have been so good. No, I already have too many little costumes that I want to do. But I just thought, just posting
a picture. Yeah, but why don't you do like multiple days of costumes? So shave the beard again. Give us another Milk Mommy picture. Mm. Put on some tidy whiteys and the belt and one of Tim's bomber jackets and call it a day. Let's go.
I didn't really know. I didn't know this photo was like a gigantic famous thing. Obviously, we think about famous rock photos. We think of the black turtleneck with the fanny pack. You wanted to go as this, Kevin?
Well, that's the thing. This isn't a big deal, right? Like, this is a photo he put out earlier this week. And that's why I think it would be funny. If I just put this out with no context of what it is, because eventually someone will post it on Reddit, the side-by-side comparison, and it's going to click, and people are going to love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Kevin, even if you just put this out and I had zero context and I never saw the other image, I would still love it.
But that's the thing. It's fantastic that way.
You got to get, like, but here's the thing, you got to get everything. You got to get that massive stack of tapes to the bottom right.
Those are
1940s credenza that's right behind him.
Eight tracks.
Are those actually? Those are 8 tracks. Look at that.
Is that a boat behind him? I just think that would have been really funny.
You know who I always admired? They used to do this, but I don't think they do it anymore. Is Hunter and Alexis used to do like the pictures where they dress up as like Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro and all that stuff. I always thought that was so cool. I do that too
with my wife.
Yeah, I can't. Kevin,
my wife,
remember Loki? Well, last year.
Well, Kevin, Kevin, Nick would be able to see that if he wasn't blocked.
Yeah, Twitter. See, I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's been blocked for maybe a year, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Haven't missed it at all.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that if Kevin did shave his head again, you know, Tim asked, what would you do if you were to see me and how would you react? I mean, that's
like, go back to that picture, Kevin.
That like reminds me, it reminds me of when Kevin shaved his beard and got all reactions on camera. I think that's still one of like the funniest videos that he's ever posted.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea where that video
Kevin,
is.
In this picture, you look like a homeless person just walked into your house and started petting your dog. And then when you told him to leave, he looked at you like, how dare you tell me that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
God damn it. Yeah, it looks like
this homeless guy, or not even a homeless guy, this person thought that he lived here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he thought that was his dog. He lived there.
And at a certain point, he's
like, give him a bowl of Cheerios. Let him fucking stay.
So I was talking to G and I was like, all right, I'm not going to do the Pitbull thing because it seems like too big of a commitment for what this Halloween is. But then I was like, what if I just fucking got the legit new The Batman Robert Pattinson costume? I just went all out. Because I feel like Nick would be so impressed. And then I realized I'd be spending a lot of money just to impress Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not worth it. That's not worth it.
But here's the thing. If you impress Nick, he will never stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime Halloween comes up, Nick will be like, fucking Tim went and spent and then the number also of how much you spent will keep going up
every time. Yeah. So, but I was looking at that. But then I saw this super, super dope Homelander costume. And I'm like, that would be cool. Gia as Starlight. I'm like, but that's kind of weird. I don't know how we'll make that all work. So I backed off that idea. So
I don't think Gia wants to be pictures? Starlight. I think that's just not necessarily.
She could have been Stormfront. Yourself.
Oh, she wanted Starlight.
Sorry. I thought you said Stormfront. I was like,
No. But so Nick,
maybe after the election.
Let me tell you what we did settle on. Kev, can you please bring up this link that I have highlighted right now in the other news section?
I got it.
I'm real excited about this, Nick. It is on the way. I'm going as Johnny motherfucking
old school.
Baby. I'm
old
going
school.
Old school.
That's
I'm
sick.
So stoked about this.
Is take
this,
a second.
Wait, real quick. Is this like an actual bomber or is this like a Halloween?
That's pleather, baby.
It's not Halloween.
No, so you're going to use this not just on Halloween?
I mean, we'll have to see how things go. I'm really excited about it, though.
We're going to talk about this when we talk more about Karate Kid. But I just want to tell you guys right now. When I was a
kid,
you're watching Karate Kid. You're supposed to sympathize and empathize with Ralph Macchio's character, Daniel LaRusso. But the production designer made that nearly impossible, Tim, because everywhere the Cobra Kais went, they all had matching fucking like badges and shit on their cool jackets and they
in
all
different
had
colors.
And
they were like Power Rangers.
And their gis were black and sleeveless. And I was like, how am I not supposed to want to be a Cobra Kai? That is the coolest thing ever. Do they bully people? Maybe a little bit. Maybe that's making
Greg
a little tougher.
So does Greg, though. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because like, when I think of color matching, Tim, I think of like, oh, you're the ice one. I'm the fire one. You're the, I'm the elemental one.
It's upsetting because we have the ability to do that as a company now.
Look at how fucking cool they look.
You know what I mean? Like, right. Yeah, we can color code us. We can have cool jackets with
Kevin,
insignias that are just us.
Kevin, you're missing the point. The whole point of having the matching uniforms is that if someone commits a crime, they don't know which one of us it was. They're like, it's the dude.
And how is that still not true for us?
That's true. We all look
exactly the same. Bottom right motorcycle picture.
Dude, by the way, man, how awesome. That's
see,
the
they
shit.
All have different fucking colored jackets, man.
That is the shit. Oh, yes.
That's really cool. That's
Really
cool. Tim, how much are we looking at for this jacket?
It was only like $60.
What?
We all need to go as them.
Because there's a higher quality version. I could have got the real leather version for $140.
What?
But I was like, I'm going to go with the faux leather because like that's
first
ridiculous.
Off, nobody in their right mind buys a real leather members only jacket. You got to get pleather. I mean, that's how they were meant to come.
So
nobody in the right mind spends $160 on a Halloween jacket that they'll never ever wear again that they bought maybe for 1 year, 3 years ago. Let's say a person wanted to dress as Star-Lord as a character.
And so you should have just doubled down and committed and done Star-Lord every year.
Yeah.
Should I just wear it right now? Should I just bust it out?
Hell yeah. It's a Halloween insert.
Keep your camera on and go put it on. Look at how awesome William Zabka's hair looked, Tim.
Oh, I know.
How cool was Johnny back then? He was so cool.
He's just so fucking cool.
He had it all before that little fucking
Tim
kid from Jersey came out and fucked it up.
You went with the red jacket because that's the main dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
but he's got blonde hair. You could have gone with a blue jacket with a guy that's got not blonde hair. You know?
Whoa, Kevin, we're getting away from the joke. Of course he went as Johnny's because Tim's hair is super blonde.
We're going to leave some surprises, but some other reveals I want to make right now is what Gia's going as. She was going to go, Nick, in Johnny Lawrence in just the Cobra Kai gi, which would have been the dopest shit. But she was like, no. She ended up getting the skeleton. She's going as Halloween Johnny Lawrence. Now, who does that leave?
Joey Noel?
No, that leaves Daniel LaRusso.
Moose.
As we're going to know him. Daniel.
Musso. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did we get him a little gi? Did we get him a little headband? God damn right we did.
That's so great, guys. Can I go as the shower? I want to come in as the shower.
Please do.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean? You haven't seen Karate Kid?
Not in a long time.
Literally like the classic. They actually sell this costume. He went to the Halloween ball. So Johnny Lawrence and all them, they went as the skeletons, which was fucking, by the way, awesome as shit.
I have that open right now.
It's so cool.
It's kind of like the thing. And Daniel LaRusso
went as a shower. He went as a shower with like the whole thing built around him. It's hilarious. It was really funny.
Miyagi helped him out, man. Yeah. It was great. But also, hold on, guys. Can we just stop the show for a second and just look at Andy Cortez? Goddamn.
This jacket still feels so good. It's so comfortable. It's so cold in my room. It's like perfect right now.
You're so cool, Andy.
It's the perfect jacket, dude. It's the perfect fucking jacket. I'm going to wear it every day now.
Let's move on.
This is my king of Halloween jacket.
Andy, it's one of those jackets where you bought it, you rationalized it. You're like, you put it on, you looked awesome. You're like, I'm going to wear this every day. And then you never wore it again. And then you just put it on again. You're like, I'm going to wear this every day. And you're never going to wear it again. Yeah, there it is right there, Kevin. I think they still sell that costume on online.
Why would anyone think that going as a shower is a good idea?
It's hilarious, A. It's and B, he got to make out with Ali, so it's fine.
It's all fine. Kev, spoilers. I want to skip a couple of these stories. Let's go down to the what I have highlighted here for the Tim Wants to Show Nick and Andy stuff section. KDA, Nick, I'm sure you have no idea who the hell they are, there's this video game called League of Legends. Anyway, in that game, there's a fictional K-pop group. It's this whole thing. They've started putting out music, and it's slap after slap. They just put out their new music video today, and the style is cool as fuck. I just want to watch the first verse.
No music.
No, fuck. We have music. We're going to take it off the Twitch after this.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the dopest shit of all time.
Like, the visuals are just insane, dude.
Is she Cali?
No.
I hope so. She is. Right. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
This is sick. I find nothing to hate about this.
We can stop it now.
It's crazy that this is made to promote a video game.
Yeah, like somebody like Andy, how long do you think this took them to make? Granted,
oh my God, dude.
They have infinite funds, but
it took several people months, right?
Oh my God. No, it took a whole CG team of like probably like 20 people. I think like everything in their videos is so aesthetically perfect. Like every color they cut to, every transition, it's just like it's just what I want. I want to bottle this up, Tim, and like swallow it. You know?
They're putting out a whole EP. Like they're turning this into a whole thing, and I'm just like, let's go, baby. If you guys haven't seen this shit, there's a whole playlist. Check out the other videos. Incredible stuff. So much work, so much effort being put into something, and God damn it, it's worth it. This next thing I want to show you guys, I've never seen. This is apparently an iconic meme that I just somehow missed, but I was dying this weekend when Corey Cudney brought this to my attention.
Okay. Hold on, really? This is a classic.
Right? And what was her sister? A princess! The Wicked Witch of the East, bro!
I'm gonna stab him.
You're gonna look at me and you're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong? She wore a crown and she came down in a bubble, dog!
I've been this guy so many times.
Every time I see the video, it's one that you always have to watch too, because I love. There's so many, like, obviously, characteristics. The flapping hair when he's yelling at the guy is, like, just, like, one of those great things. And then the grow up at the end is, like, just fucking awesome.
Holy shit.
You never
came down in a fucking bubble, Doug.
You never saw this?
No.
That's funny. I've actually seen this before. I feel like we should have a classic section of Internet Explorers from now on, where it's just the classics.
Once
a week, we just dig
none
up
them will age well, dude.
Well, I mean, like, this one was fine.
This one was fine.
Because immediately I'm thinking like, oh, I would show off Chad Warden. I'm like, no, I would not show off Chad Warden. It's just
Salad Chad Warden fingers? Is Salad Fingers age well.
What happened to Chad Warden?
No, Chad Warden's some old like PS3 meme.
Oh, okay.
Back when the PS3 was out, and it just like you're like, oh, Chad Warden is great, and you watch the videos back, you're like, oh man, he said a lot of like racist and homophobic shit.
Oh damn, bad Chad. Yeah, bad Chad. Wait, actually, speaking of bringing things back from this channel. From this show. Kev, one sec. I'm going to give you another link at the top right here, at the top of the section. You see it?
Dance Floor Demon. I'm talking about that PS triple. Exactly. Dance Floor Demon.
All right, here we go.
So, Nick, I don't know if you saw this. I sent it in the Slack yesterday, but this is the best thing ever.
I did see this, yeah.
PlayStation sending you a PS5. Yo, I have a friend that has something to say to you, man.
Hey, yo, Paris, man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you with that PS5, man.
There you go, man. I'm out. Paris, I heard PlayStation sending you a PS5. Yo, I have a friend that has something to say to you, man.
Hey, yo, Paris, man, fuck you, man.
It's so good,
dude. Spider motherfucking cuz, like, dude, Nick, you gotta follow him on Instagram.
I'm going. I'll do it right now. On Instagram or Twitter? Is it which one's better?
Only Instagram. He doesn't really tweet. Okay. He's blowing up right now. It's like it's just happening. This is his moment, and God, it's fucking fun. There's so many clips of him. It. His whole thing is suck my dick, Batman.
I can't believe Danny Pena got Spider cuz.
It's just great. It's so good, man.
It's so unexpected. Like, it's the last thing I expected to see in a video.
Danny followed. He's followed.
Is Paris, you know, showing off that he got a PS5 and Danny Pena saying, fuck you, Paris, with Spider cuz. It's perfect, dude. It's perfect.
All right. This next one Nick actually sent in. I just called it Horseman.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
It's pretty legit.
This is the kind of shit you realize they're.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Oh my God, that's terrifying. God. Holy fuck.
I don't know how that's even possible, but it is.
Crazy, dude.
It's one of those videos I feel like we could watch on loop for an hour.
But I mean, it's. First off, I would never want to be in that situation.
No.
I don't think anyone's ever. Like, yeah, that's what I want to do today.
Like, I would never, ever want to be on a bucking horse that's pissed off, obviously, because you're whipping it so much. But, like, this is one of those things that nobody will believe you. And you can't even explain to them how this happened if there's not video. Like, how do you tell somebody a horse flipped me and I spun around and landed right back on it?
It's crazy. He's breaking the horse, right?
I imagine he is. I imagine he's a whatever, like a cowboy or whatever. Yeah, he's probably
a fucking bronco.
Horse, yeah.
Are we going to talk about what's the difference between a farmer and a rancher now?
Oh God!
No, we figured that out. A farmer does vegetables and a rancher does
cattle.
Mm.
I don't like how you phrase that.
Yeah, sheep and shit. You know what I mean?
Why do you go to sheep, Kevin? Sheep and
shit. Hey, Joey. Did anybody? I was just gonna say. I was gonna bring it up really quick. Did anybody watch the Spirit Halloween call? Anybody out there in chat? Make sure you go watch it. It's on our Twitter account. It's on our Instagram account. Nick spent a lot of time editing it. Go watch.
It's on our YouTube account as well. You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna send you the link again. Boom.
What do you mean?
You see that thing? Another link.
Okay.
Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
And
I'm also gonna
edit down the outtakes for it.
Spirit Halloween Coma, how may I help you?
They're crazy.
Hi, this is Greg Miller. I've been talking to you guys on Twitter. I was wondering if I could talk to the person who tweets for you. Who runs the actual Twitter account for us? Well, I don't need who runs it, who's the boss. I just mean the person who's been DMing me and tweeting about me. Ooh, yeah. I mean, this used to be a GameStop.
Okay, pause it. GameStop used to be a pay. Everyone, please go watch it. This is hilarious, and it had me the moment Andy goes, "Oof." It's just like, oh, strap in for some bullshit.
I mean, shout out to Greg, because this is all Greg's idea, and this is, I, you know, this is kind of what Nick and I are continuing to hope to do in the future. But like Greg just hit us up on a Slack and was like, hey, I have this idea. Let's hop on a call tomorrow and just do this like fake call. And to me, I'm like, what does that really mean? Okay, fuck it. Let's go for it. And it was just like, it was 100% improv. We didn't know where we were going with it. But Nick sent me the files and I'm going to kind of put together a little outtake reel because you don't hear laughter because Nick cut off the other people laughing, you know, when they eventually do break character. But yeah, the part where I go, what year did you win, Greg? Did you win training game? Or like Greg cracked up there for a bit. And it was like, I don't really think it matters. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's so great. It's so fucking funny.
It is fun.
So good. All right. This next thing was sent to us by Joey. This is a fun Among Us. little bit. You just gotta love creative people. This is one of those ones I started watching for a second. I'm like, I don't really like this. But then after like 20 seconds, I'm like, all right, you got me.
I don't know if any of this will make sense to me. I guess it's self-explanatory.
Yeah. This part. It's great.
That's amazing.
It's so good. Good for them. Good for them.
Nick, will you ever play Among Us with us?
I have to play on my phone. That just seems silly.
But you don't. It does, you can play it on a PC. You can
build that $7,000 PC.
To play Among Us. As soon as Tim authorizes the funds, I will buy that dual SLI 2080 Ti.
It doesn't work like that anymore.
It angers me. Like it actually.
It makes me mad too. It doesn't work like that anymore.
They sell a package. Alienware has it. It's only an extra $3,000. It's totally fine, guys. I'm gonna get it.
They do not recommend it.
I need. Oh my god. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. If you were trying to get anything, Nick, you should probably look for the best deals possible. And I can make that real easy for you using Honey. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Honey. It's one of the simplest things you can do if you're online shopping a lot. And guess what? We all are doing that right now. And sometimes you don't want to have to go look for coupon codes. You just want them to be applied for you. And when I say sometimes, I mean all the time. So why don't you just install Honey? It's just like one click away. It's in your browser. You never need to think about it. Over 30,000 different websites are supported. Everything from a Best Buy all the way down to an Etsy. You're saving money just by shopping. When you put things in your cart, when you're hitting that checkout, it automatically applies it. There's this cute little dancing animation. They're applying the best codes for you to save money. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free and works with whatever browser you use. You can get Honey for free today at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. Thanks again, Honey, for supporting today's episode. We love you. joinhoney.com/morning. Back to the show.
Nick, do you want to rank his segue?
I'm sorry.
Because I'm going to go ahead and give that a 4.8 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
I'm going
to give that a 4.8 out of 10.
Come on.
I'll be honest with you.
I think it was pretty smooth.
Andy, I got distracted by Spider Cuz's Instagram over here, but I'm also going to give it a 4.8 out of 10 based on your recommendation. So if whoever's keeping the average of Tim's segues out there, could you add mine to that, please, and let us know where we're at? Thank you. Please tweet at Game Over Greggy. You suck.
I'm giving him a 6 out of 10. Thank you.
Wow.
See, I'm going to be really impressed one day when I get an actual good score. Because
when you start trying, we're going to be really impressed too.
What do you mean trying? What do you mean trying? That was effortless.
Right, Andy?
That was, there was something, there was a conversation happening, and I was just like, I'm just gonna run with this.
It's good to argue with the judges. That's good.
It's not arguing. It's just talking.
Andy, that's
do you want to do the ad read, Kev?
I will say
it. See how smooth that is.
Tim, I will say degree of difficulty.
Shut down the show.
I will say degree of difficulty was pretty high up there. But, Tim, you're a seasoned veteran. You know, we expect you to act like you've been there when it's the playoff time.
And
we
really, to see you. I feel like our scores are this low because we're used to such a higher bar.
Yeah.
Such a higher bar. from you, yeah. Tim.
Yeah, you were Tim. The whole point of us doing this joke at first, Tim, was that you were the Segway master.
Yeah,
but now you've just like so many people on those segways in San Francisco.
Nick talking shit.
Like, I think you've just fallen down.
Nick, I think it's the down. Pressure.
Nick, you didn't even do your job. You didn't even remember to rank it.
That's not an official duty I have here at Kind of Funny. I just kind of keep the pace going, you know, and talk shit when shit needs to get talked. I do have these though. These are the nun puns from the upcoming episode of the nun interview, and also Wild and Crazy Guys, which is a recommendation that Elise told me to read this book. So I'm gonna read
that too. All right. Here's the thing, guys. Out of all of our shows, I feel like Internet Explorers is the loosest. We're just here. We're just having fun. We're talking shit. We're doing whatever the fuck we want. If we want to spoil our future upcoming content, we'll goddamn do that. And Andy, I have to do that because I need to bring something to your attention. Mm-hmm. I've never hated Nick Scarpino.
Yeah, more. I fucked up.
Than yesterday when we recorded The Nun in review for Conjuring, where it was me, James, Elise, Greg, and Nick. Mm-hmm. We're recording this thing, having a great old time. The movie was whatever. The interview was fantastic.
Really? It looks like a scary movie.
Let me watch it.
Good scary movie.
It was whatever. But the thing was, we kept making nun puns. We kept saying none your business, or you know, just like whatever. Just a lot of nuns. I don't want to spoil all of them. But Nick was keeping track of all of the nun puns that were made throughout the episode. And at the end of it, James perfectly teed it up for me, Nick, Andy. Up and was just like, Nick, I mean, we've talked a lot about this movie, like how many more questions do you have left?
They said how many questions that they set up did they end up answering for you, and I was mid like analytical thought, and I was like, well, let me think about that for a second.
Oh,
and
god,
with anger he was like, how do you not understand he's teeing you up? And it's because Tim, I've had 24 hours to think about it. It's because James is good at it, but I'm not used to working with people that tee me up for such
fucking humor.
It just came out of nowhere. I'm sorry. It's so rare.
I think that's a slight against Andy, Tim.
That's all of you.
It's all of us. Yeah, no. I want every single person. So here's the thing. There are better people out there than me, and they're probably named Corey Cudney. But when this episode comes out, this is one of the few times I've asked people to edit content across multiple pieces of our content. But when it comes out tomorrow, Thursday, right, youtube.com/kindoffunny, I need you to find the part, and then I want you to you need to edit it together where it's what actually happens mixed with this episode of Nick saying I was mid analytical thought. let's try to catch Nick in his mid analytical thought.
You guys, it's hard, and Andy knows this. Andy, you're the closest person like me. When you're spitting real hard truths, someone asks you to say something funny, sometimes it takes a little second to switch back over into that gear.
It's hard to break from the norm, Nick. It's tough. When Jim Carrey's doing Dumb and Dumber and all that stuff, and then he goes off to do Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Exactly. It's hard to switch back and kind of get that comedic switch.
Do Ace Ventura again. Do Ace Ventura. And he's like, no, I want to do something, an art film. And they're like, do Ace Ventura. And he's like, fine, I'll do When Nature Calls. And everyone's like, stop doing Ace Ventura. Yeah. It's fucking terrible.
Wait, is that not the superior Ace Ventura?
When Nature Calls.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Terrible.
You think part two is better than one?
Yeah.
Kevin, turn off your vacuum and then tell me.
I just turned it back on. God damn it. Tim, back me up here.
Why do you need to vacuum during the shows? That's my question.
Vacuums throughout the day.
Hmm. And you go, you have no choice but to let it? Is it
I mean, my mic should not be on right now. All right. That's the flaw in this idea.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, we're that's our problem. Okay.
Earlier when Tim challenged Kevin and said, you read the ads, we'll see how that goes.
Oh, well, there was fear.
I was my mind immediately went to a video that I broke out from Screencast where.
Is it the one where Kevin forgot he was hosting?
No. It's where really offensive. Kevin is like reading questions from Patreon, trying to read questions from Patreon. And Nick is looking at his laptop and like trying to show Tim something. And for at least like 10 seconds, there's a section where you're like, I don't know if they know they're on camera right now. And I broke it out and put it on Twitter, and I cannot for the life find it. And it is like easily one of the funniest things that we've ever unintentionally done.
I hate all of you.
Yeah.
Twitch chat. I need you to help me find it, man.
Oh my god. All right. So the next thing I want to look at. There's a couple. This is kind of a multi thing that I'm really stoked that we're about to do. Andy sent in this video, Kevin, the Andy Sonic. If you could please bring this up, where this super super talented composer Alex Mukalla remade the Green Hill Zone theme from Sonic as it should have been in this movie. Like to give what it some pop Hollywood circumstance. Like
in a full Hollywood orchestra. I wrote my own version to figure that out. I decided to start the piece with this big old Hollywood brass and strings. So in the main part, there's this arpeggio here, which I play with strings and harps, but I don't want to repeat it too often. So here it goes down and then back up. The main melody is going to soar on top of that.
So dope. Kev, can you pause it? If you go to about like a minute 30. Into this video, then he just like straight up plays the song. Super dope, super epic. I love it. Please pause it. Please go to next video.
That's terrifying. Why don't you keep the perfect time?
I feel like this video. I moves that color.
What if he has like his giant dick, like
big old ball sack?
So Nick said in this video, it's the best pig in the world makes a return. This pig on the ball, which is just my favorite thing.
Yeah,
I just love it.
We're about to inception this right now.
Now, when I was prepping the show, I accidentally had the two tabs open at once. Kev, can you please restart this video? Play the music from the Sonic thing.
Oh, this is great. Yeah,
this is gonna be so good, dude. Tim, you're a genius, dude.
Hey, this is accidental amazing. Genius. Accidental.
This is great. This is great. Let it go into the next video. Why not?
We just what needs to happen is like right there, we just made a video, and the next episode we watch this video that we just made. Like,
exactly.
We will finally how they say like, the internet. When you're a journalist, like you have to be careful not to become the news. Mm-hmm. We just became the news. Yes. People are now gonna do their Internet Explorer movie, like shows about us doing that amazing video.
So right.
Oh, I love it. Right. I love it so much. Let's move down to the fun clips. Last week we didn't do fun clips because Barrett didn't submit them. So now he submitted more than normal for us to go through. Pretty excited about this. He did say one of them I'm sorry about, and he didn't tell me which one. He didn't tell me which one. So we'll have to see. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to submit your fun clips with a Z for us to watch. This one comes from Sean I.
Oh, I love this. Let's get to all sorts of sports. This is fantastic. I had a great time watching this one. First off, quarterback can scoot. This guy's fast.
That guy's fast as shit. Holy crap.
He's gone.
Did he fall? What an idiot. Why? Why?
There's nobody next to him. Nobody was close.
He's just running too fast. Kevin knows.
That reminds me of the Kevin Finnegan race so bad.
Yeah, it's like you run so fast you get tired.
The ground.
Yeah, you get tired and your legs can't do what your mind wants to do anymore.
I think he looked back one too many times and he just lost.
It's so sad because there's like they're 8 yards, 10 yards behind him.
You can see the wobble. He definitely lost his balance. There it is. Oh. That happens. Bad. It's when you go too fast and you weigh a lot.
Fly too close to the sun.
Now play this with the Sonic music.
Please do, Kev. Please do.
Did they win that game?
No, the Eagles won.
Oh my god, that sucks.
Were they close?
They were.
So that touchdown would have been a big deal.
Did they make a touchdown after that? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Why don't you know these answers, Andy? You're the only person that wants sports in this fucking
Yeah, but the NFC East is a tire fire, dude. Like the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, the no longer Redskins, the Washington football team is what they're called now. All the teams have as many wins as like the best team have. Like combined, four teams have as many wins as the best teams in the NFL have. It's really, really sad.
I don't know what that means.
It means they suck.
Yeah.
The next
watch this girl take a shot.
This also came from Sean I.
It's really hard to keep my chin there because it's so cold.
You don't have to. You don't have to do any of this.
You guys ready? All right, here we go.
Oh no. What an asshole.
No. Oh, she's going to choke on it. Ew. Ew, dude.
I would fuck that.
Fuck
like,
these people. That's
I don't
awful.
Like you people.
First
that's
off,
when I
think
just get my car
I'm pretty
and
sure it's
back.
Fake. And also, like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah, I don't. Nothing about that was fun.
Wait a minute. You think this is fake, but you don't think there was a conspiracy behind the little girl's birthday from last week?
A conspiracy.
You don't think there's more of that? So you think
are you taking
more of
the
this
side
story?
Of the yoke on this
these,
one?
these four idiots, the 22-year-olds sitting around a table, but the birthday one back then, you were like, oh, there's nothing more to this.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand life.
By the way, I just put into assets. Somebody sent me the link of that screencast video. Thank you, Lanky awesome. Dragoon, for finding that clip.
Let's watch
So this one is the last one sent in from Sean. I do want to say that Jack the Pool Boy is on TikTok. He is hilarious, and he does like a lot of the same bits over and over and over in different forms, and they're funny. But I will say this video is an entire ripoff of James Gunn's PG porn. Like down to some of the lines being exactly the same.
Oh, I've
doesn't,
seen. Yeah, okay.
Doesn't make it less funny though. Let's check it out.
Well, you know, maybe doing a whole show for other people's stuff is not a bad idea.
I am going to be late. I have the plumber here right now and he's fixing my sink. Yeah, I gotta go. Bye.
Hey, sir, how's it going?
You're just going to need a new spray valve and then it should work properly.
Were my pipes dirty?
I don't know. I just checked the spray valve and the tailpiece.
Did you clean my pipes?
No, I just checked your spray valve and tailpiece.
Do you want to clean my pipes?
Do you want me to clean your pipes?
Maybe.
Okay, just let me know if you do.
I bet I could handle a pretty big pipe.
You mean like a 2? I don't know. I mean, your system was built to be a 1.5. That's what you currently have. I can install a 2, but I have to rip everything out, and that's going to cost you north of $3,000.
Oh, I don't have that much money.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really make sense to do it anyway, so.
Well, maybe if I can figure out another form of payment.
You mean like a check? Yeah, that's fine.
No, I mean like maybe if you take care of my pipes, I can take care of your pipe.
Ma'am, I do my own plumbing.
Yeah, sorry, I'm going to be late. I have the plumber here right now, and he's fixing my sink.
That's really funny.
That's pretty good. Yeah. He looks a lot like Landon Donovan, and I got to assume he's got a hog like that one white bald porn star. I forget the name. Johnny Sins. I got to assume he's got a pipe. Got a hog like that guy, Johnny Sins.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
That was Johnny Sins on Cameo does a lot of fantastic. Like some of the funniest cameos I've seen are from Johnny Sins. And they're fantastic.
Johnny Sins?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you've seen him before. Super ripped, bald dude.
You know him. You know him.
Yeah. Kevin, you know.
I don't recognize him offhand.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
He's like one of the more famous kind of front-facing porn stars that like gets referenced in pop culture a lot.
He's like done everything, right? That's the joke where he's at every job.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So moving on, Ignacio Rojas sends in this one from Twitter.
Now I'm just looking at porn.
Oh, this is good. I like this one, Ignacio. It takes a while, but it's good.
Do it again.
This kid's room is amazing. I want that little RC car.
So why is his dad being a dick?
It's how you learn, man.
Yeah, it's how you learn.
You play offense
against the hardest defense, Kevin. Everything else is going to be easy.
You get better.
Do push-ups, yeah.
That's not what
he's
doing.
That's how you do push-ups.
Keep watching.
Come on, baby.
Sometimes you got to do a little technical foul every once in a while.
Yeah, that was it. That's how to do it. That's how you do it. That's what you get, Dad. Right in the bucket. Right in the baby batter.
You can smell that shit hurt, dude.
Yeah, the kid got both.
Hard.
He got both square on the front face.
Like the full wind up, man. You know, that's what really gets you.
Yeah, he like spun around into it. That was great.
Well, I mean, it's what was his other option? I feel like this guy was putting him in this position where it's all he had.
Yeah. You got to show the refs that, like, here, I'm going to battle back.
Oh,
yeah, he got those. Oh. He got that.
It's a good pump fake, though. He pump faked them good.
He did. And I think that draws a foul, but, you know. What you definitely, look at his spider bike. I mean, this kid's room is amazing.
Every time it gets me, guys.
You got a little shaft in that, too. You got the whole bundle.
Yeah, you got everything.
I can feel that from all the... Like, why were we so into nut checking back in the day? Why was that a thing?
I mean, not all of us were.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I hated it.
All my friends and I would do that shit. I hated it.
James Burke was a big fan. This next one comes from Lexi Gunner.
Oh, Lexi, let's see it.
Whoa. Oh my
fucking God. That was awesome. The smoothest floor of all time. Holy shit.
I love the music, and I love not hearing the sound effects. Like, it just makes it sound even or look even smoother.
The backflip or the forward flip moving back, or is it a backflip moving forward? I don't know what direction is what anymore, but it's so smooth. That's so sick.
That was amazing.
All right, Kevin, the next one's from Krajuki.
I did it all for Krajuki.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He likes it. He does this all the time.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'd enjoy this more if it was like the owner being like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah. But honestly, what perfect way to get the zoomies out of a dog?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Now, you know that he does this on every day, because look at how many balls are in that fucking
trampoline. Yeah,
this dog, this is what this dog does all day, every day. And at first, when he's like, this is a perfect way to get the energy out of this dog. But then by month two, he was like, this dog just has infinite energy.
Those aren't fetch balls. Those are like,
they're like ball pit balls.
Ball pit balls.
Yeah, I'm clearly making a joke, but thank you for... shitting all over that.
It was just really bad, right? I mean, no one laughed. So
I do want to give the update that as of about 10 minutes ago, the seventh and final hedgehog has arrived. So,
oh wow,
Moose should be pretty excited about this. Anyways, Stricken Aura sends in this next one. Stricken Aura sending in a Twitter clip.
Oh yeah, we'll see if this video plays. It's going to shut up after 5 seconds.
2020 in one TikTok.
Nah, fuck this shit.
Wow.
It's a fucking jump. Yeah, fuck this shit. Fuck you, Aura.
I think this is Barrett. This is the one Barrett was talking about.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That got me.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Go to hell.
Holy shit. That scared the fuck out of me. I literally pulled out my headphones and then got yelled at.
Yeah, shout out to Chloe, Echo Chloe on Twitter, because she's the one who quoted it and said, everybody, this is a jump scare. So I knew, okay, like, I'm not going to get got right here. I'm not going to get got, because I've been getting got plenty in the Call of Duty Warzone. Nick, right now it is Halloween mode in Call of Duty.
Okay. And yeah, I saw that. I saw your clip of it where this shit just pops out at you.
Every once in a while, there are jump scares in loot boxes, Tim, that you loot. And it's the fucking worst, dude. And like, apparently you have to complete some tasks to get it to go away. Everyone, like, it's so fun. It's so much fun playing with Snowbike Mike and just hearing like, yeah, we gotta get the helicopter. Oh, Jesus!
It's love it. All right, we have two more fun clips. This one's from Grayling Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Oh, I want to do this, Nick. We have to do this. We have to do this, dude.
That is amazing.
We have to figure something out.
First off, shout out to her handle. Did you guys catch what her name is? The Walmart Cho Chang. That's amazing.
I don't get it.
She's like the bargain bin Chocha. It's, I think it's.
Oh, I see. I see. That's funny. That's funny.
That confused me.
I want to do something with that. I mean, why? It's like.
Well, because it's one of those things where, like, who's Cho Chang? And it's like, oh, Harry Potter.
Oh, no. It's they're talking about the instrument.
Yeah. Oh, the mouth thing?
Yeah. But.
Is that real? Like, that can't transfer that much noise.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure
I don't know.
Does.
I don't know, man.
I don't know how speakers work.
Every video on this show is fake. Let's check out the final one from Composer Boy.
It's not the final one because we have to watch the.
Oh no! The final fun clip. Yeah.
No, we're not watching that. I don't like it.
We have to.
I just told you we're not. So
we have to. I'll watch.
I'm not watching it. Don't make this a thing.
Send it to me. I'll watch it right now. It's still going.
Dude, that's terrifying. Is that a hawk?
I don't know what it is, but it's going to pick that kid up. If that went on 5 more seconds later, you see that kid lift off and just go. The hawk gets her. Him, I don't know.
Like, the idea, like, because it makes contact, like, right here, Kevin.
Yeah,
like,
right. Close, like, right there. Yeah. Boom. Little push. Just a little push, ref. Just a little push.
That's,
just a push.
I'd be so scared, because I've in the few times that I've gone to beaches, I've been very scared of seagulls like chasing me and stuff.
Jesus.
I cannot imagine the fear that the kid had.
The thing is, Andy, one bird you can handle, but multiple birds, you're just going to get overwhelmed very quickly.
God, yeah, this is, it's horrifying, man.
Because they have the ability to travel in like Y space. We can't do that.
Z space.
No, Z space is front and back. X space is this way. Y space is up and down.
I will.
Right.
I mean,
you're right. That's very smart. Yeah.
There are two different 3D programs in 3D art that they flip those Z's. They flip the Z's. So
I don't like that.
Either of you can be right. Either of you can be right.
I mean, I think he's right. It's okay.
It's like
I go off of the After Effects logic.
Oh, got it.
Spaces,
got it.
3D space this way.
This happened to my brother when he was little, because he had like a curly ass,
natural
blonde hair, and the birds thought it was a nest.
They thought it was a nest.
It was a lot. It was really intense.
Did they tell you? Maybe they were just mad at him.
Yeah, maybe he just pissed them off. You know, Cool Gray has beef with people sometimes. We don't want to. You know, that's their business.
But like, not birds, right?
You never know, man. Maybe he spray painted a nest or something cool.
You do never know. Well, this is Internet Explorers, everybody. I guess we have to end the show here.
That one broke. I'd like to.